For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Sauk County Sheriff's Department has released the identities of those involved in a fatal crash this past Monday night in Prairie du Sac. John S. Lovell, 70, of Seattle, Washington, was traveling westbound passing a semi. While passing, he entered the eastbound lane and struck an eastbound vehicle operated by Craig W. Lowry, 45, of Milwaukee. Lovell was transported to a local hospital for injuries sustained during the crash. Craig Lowry was pronounced dead at the scene. Applications are now being accepted for the 37th Annual Manufacturer of the Year Awards Program. Baker Tilly, Michael Best and Friedrich LLP, and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce partner together each year to host the program in order to highlight Wisconsin's manufacturing industry. Wisconsin's manufacturers generate over $73.7 billion each year, which accounts for just under 20% of the state's gross domestic product. Four grand award winners based on company presence in Wisconsin will be recognized for their impeccable performance across all benchmarks. This year, the program organizers have also launched a spotlight award track to recognize specialized excellence in a specific benchmark. Spotlight awards will be awarded in four categories: business resilience and growth, community impact and investment, excellence in product and process innovation, and commitment to workforce. Companies must formally submit their applications by December 10th. Manufacturers are encouraged to apply for one grand award and are up to two spotlight awards. An independent panel of judges made up of trusted leaders from Wisconsin's manufacturing, education, and business communities will carefully review every application and select winners, which will be announced at a black tie ceremony in February. Consumers have choices, and during open enrollment periods when time is limited, it is important to understand the differences between health insurance and medical discount plans. These plans are sometimes mistaken for insurance, but in other cases, they are misrepresented by dishonest sellers. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, and Office of the Commissioner of Insurance of Wisconsin are partnering to educate and inform consumers during the current Medicare open enrollment period and health insurance marketplace open enrollment period. Legitimate medical discount plans usually charge a monthly fee in exchange for a list of providers and sellers who are willing to offer reduced prices on certain services, products, or procedures. Some discount plans charge high prices for little benefit or are very limited in what services and medications they provide discounts for. Consumers should investigate. Dishonest businesses sometimes misrepresent medical discount plans as health insurance plans or a substitute for traditional health insurance. If a plan claims to offer unusually high discounts or is made to seem like insurance but is never called insurance outright, consumers should end contact even if they initiated the conversation. Plans that are promoted as low-cost health insurance are not always what they seem to be. Before consumers choose a plan, they should know if there are coverage limitations or out-of-pocket costs. Before buying any plan, consumers should always ask to receive the full details in writing and take time to carefully review those materials. Consumers should contact their preferred healthcare providers to confirm whether they will accept a specific plan and contact the plan seller with other questions. Consumers should resist pressure to act quickly and instead take time to confirm a plan is legitimate and beneficial to their situation. Consumers can check with the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance of Wisconsin to verify if an insurance company or agent is licensed in Wisconsin at oci.wi.gov/lookup. For more information about or assistance with Medicare enrollment, consumers can visit medicare.gov or call Medicare at 1-800-633-4227. Wisconsinites can also learn about their coverage options on the individual health insurance market at wiscovered.com. Consumers are encouraged to speak with a licensed insurance agent or broker by calling 608-261-1455 or 1-877-942-6837 to get connected with a navigator or search for a certified application counselor who can assist with enrollment.
The cause of death for astronaut and hero James Lovell was released. The Lake and McHenry County, Illinois scanner website reports the Apollo 13 commander died from complications related to a hip fracture after a fall at his home. He was honored with a Navy funeral last week. Lovell moved to Milwaukee as a child and went to Juneau High School. He died in Lake County at age 97, August 8th.
A Wisconsin State Senate committee considered proposed legislation Tuesday that would make school bus safety education mandatory for student drivers. While many drivers' education programs do cover school bus safety, it's not technically required under state law. The bill would guarantee student drivers learn to operate safely around school buses on different types of roads. The goal is to reduce the number of school bus safety violations and avoid the potentially severe consequences of passing buses, picking children up, or dropping them off. To honor the upcoming 50th anniversary of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald, a new memorial has been erected along Lake Superior in Washburn. The memorial is built with locally sourced and historically significant materials, including part of the Ashland ore dock and taconite pellets, which was the ship's cargo when it sank in 1975.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages hunters to donate Wisconsin harvested deer through the DNR's Deer Donation Program. The program helps stock food pantries and supports residents in need throughout the state. According to data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, more than 700,000 Wisconsin residents received food assistance in 2024, and demand is expected to rise. Since the program began in 2000, hunters have donated more than 100,000 deer, totaling over 4 million pounds of ground venison, to help Wisconsinites in need.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Bucks in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks take on their rival, the Pacers, in Indiana tonight. It's the first time Bucks center Miles Turner will face his former team.
The next time we see you, we'll be in Indiana. Gonna go there.
At this point, anything I say will or can be used against me in a court of law. So I'm just looking forward to coming back to a place that I've been for 10 years.
College hoops. The Badgers at home against Campbell University. Last week, we told you that forward Elijah Gray, a transfer from Temple, was dropped from the Wisconsin men's team. ESPN reporting now Gray may be involved in that investigation regarding gambling by both college and NBA players. NFL, the Packers lose to the Panthers 16-13, and they may have lost tight end Tucker Kraft to a season-ending knee injury.
Is Tucker's injury serious?
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
How do you overcome him?
It's going to be tough. It is what it, but it's football, and the other guys are going to have to step up.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a little breezy today. That means elevated grassland fire danger today. So be careful with anything fire-related outdoors. Sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Tonight, low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny, not as windy, with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.